This is KCUR. Everyone is aware that there seems to be a racial divide that literally runs across Kansas City. It's called Troost Avenue. In the last few months, we've explored many issues from nearby neighborhoods in our series Beyond Our Borders. We've looked at public transit, a local festival, and even Walt Disney's home. Until now, we have not yet covered one of the area's most obvious challenges, crime. KCUR's Peggy Lowe spent an evening with some of the residents most affected and least acknowledged by the area's high murder rate.
There's a hush in this community room at the public library on 30th and Prospect, something a little like what a church sounds like just before the service starts. It's 6 o'clock, supper time for most, but tonight people want to hear from the four teens in the front of the room.
So that's what this forum is all about, for you to listen to these four bright, brilliant, intelligent young folks. Don't they look bright and intelligent? Okay. And they are.
That's Alvin Brooks, a well-known name in Kansas City. He's been an anti-crime activist for 3 decades. He's up to something a little different now. His group, called Ad Hoc Group Against Crime, is reaching out to teenagers who have lost siblings to homicide. The four teens on the panel tonight, ranging from 14-year-old Tanae at one end to 17-year-old Audrey at the other, have all lost a brother or two.
Okay, I'm Audrey, and in 2008, I lost my first brother to homicide. His name was Leontay Brown. And then 4 years later, I lost my brother Ashton O'Gwynn to homicide. This is hard.
The vast majority of victims of the more than 100 homicides Kansas City averages annually are young black men killed by guns. But what you're hearing this night is the flip side of the crime map. Those red dots that mark the murders have a story behind them. Younger brothers and sisters still at home and dealing with profound loss. Heather Fitzcharles Keller is a counselor who works with Ad Hoc. She says teens have extreme emotions, which adults often don't notice because they're doing their own mourning.
We may be looking for normal, quote-unquote, sadness kind of thing, tears and that kind of thing, and you don't see that in children. They tend to express it more as anger, maybe acting out or withdrawing.
The kids here tonight say that after the very public prayer vigil, everyone goes away, leaving them very alone.
We sent a card that day, it's over now, let's move on, kind of thing.
The kids say that their church families desert them and high school teachers tell them they'll be fine. But they aren't. Tanae says she has days when she thinks her brother will walk back in the house.
I'm here, like, I'm hurting too. It affected me in some way, like, I'm not just going to wake up and be over it.
They are confused by the crime and wonder why it isn't solved. And they don't understand why adults don't help them.
Do something to be, like, to stop this. Do something for our youth, not just opening up clubs so they can go clubbing.
Someone had proposed a little dance club for our young people. Well, that's the worst thing that they need. They don't need any more rap. They don't need any more people gathering together, showing how much they can sag.
That's Don Lang, the lead counselor for Ad Hoc, referring to the saggy pants some kids wear. What needs to happen, Lang says, is to go old school, do the things that worked in the past.
And what we did was very simple. We had family involvement. We had a concept of a neighborhood. We had the support of the ministerial component of our social experience. We had government programs that really weren't that expensive.
Lang sees a need for what he calls a retroactive visionary. So is that Alvin Brooks? Well, he certainly was there back in the 70s when there was a support system for kids and families. But he's also looking ahead. Brooks says it's standard in the suburban schools to have grief counselors after a crime of violence. So why aren't they in place in the urban areas where violence is often a part of daily life? His goal is to offer follow-up after the prayer vigil and get the kids into grief counseling.
There's a kind of a cultural thing in the African-American community. If you talk about counseling, you're talking about you're crazy. You're talking about there's something mentally wrong with you, when in fact, our society needs counseling.
So Brooks is out to change that. Ad Hoc offers free counseling with the four contract counselors. Brooks also wants to go into the jails and family courts and offer services there. And he wants more kids to speak out and for the community to simply listen to the children.
The healing part is what's here tonight. The justice part is trying to find justice for that victim of that homicide and justice for that family.
Healing, perhaps. Justice, hard to predict. But missing a sibling? Well, that's here to stay. Just ask Audrey. She's graduating this month. She says it's hard to think that her two brothers won't be there to watch her walk across the stage and pick up her diploma. Peggy Lowe, KCUR News.